This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
You're on Joy Brekkie with Rach and Dean.
Now, it would not be a Monday without our favourite segment in the world. Yes, it is time for...
Where is she been, Serena? And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me.
XOXO, Gossip Gay.
Hey, Joking Maine, welcome to the show.
Good morning, you beautiful human. How are we both?
So fabulous. But before we get into anything, I think this deserves a big shout out, a big happy birthday to your baby, Stormy.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
3 years old.
Beautiful little post you put up on your socials.
Who even knew that you were such a good dad?
I do try. I get plenty of licks, so hopefully that's a good sign. Mm-hmm.
Well, as with each and every week, you give us the hot goss that's going on and may or may not be affecting our communities. And I hear there's a bit of a Harry Styles-ness happening.
Yes, Harry Styles. Like, I haven't heard a lot about him recently, but in terms of his sexuality, this keeps coming up all the time. And I think it's about time we just put it to rest. What do you reckon?
Well, yeah. I mean, everyone always wants to put a label on him, don't they?
Absolutely. So he's just revealed, he wants to shrug off the pressure about his sexuality, and this tagline of, is Harry Styles bisexual, is trending on Google. And it feels like, you know, he just wants to set the record straight. And I think, you know, the gossip gay that I am probably just wants to tell everybody it's about time we just stop speculating about his sexuality, because in his words, it's unhelpful at best, and it's a form of outing at worst is what he's saying. So over the years, as we know, he's been repeatedly shrugging off the ongoing speculation about his sexuality, and his dress sense, his LGBTQ plus flag waving, and the refusal to really clarify his sexual orientation has led journalists to basically accusing him of queer baiting and appropriating a queer aesthetic, which I don't think is right.
I don't think in this space, I mean, when Elton John was dressing in the most amazing way in the 70s and really brilliant campery, it is really interesting that we're in this space where people are like, no, you're trying to dress this way and you're trying to look like this and you're queer baiting. Everyone's trying to put this kind of message out there instead of just letting Harry be Harry.
I feel like Harry just needs to release a cover version of Mariah Carey's Why Are You So Obsessed With Me?
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Yes. Because why are we so obsessed?
But we're so obsessed with constantly needing to have Harry Styles have a label or say what they are or who they are instead of letting them just have their music.
Maybe Harry is a new sexuality of its own.
Having said that, though, if they ever did...
I identify as Harry Styles.
If they ever did a reality TV show like Better Marry Harry, but instead of like a prince, they had Harry Styles, I would line up for that.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'd probably ditch in my wedding ring as well. No, I wouldn't. I would be there. So basically, in an interview to promote his third album, the singer explained that he refused to give a straight answer when asked about who he does or does not sleep with, basically calling the expectation of labeling himself outdated. And he said that, I've been really open with my friends, but that's my own personal experience. It's mine. The whole point of where we should be heading towards is accepting everybody and being more open. And it doesn't matter. And it's not about having a label on everything. It's not about having to clarify what boxes you actually check. Now, I agree with sometimes what he says here. He's previously mentioned that he's felt ashamed of his sex life, but he's a young guy in his 20s. And he wants to be able to control the narrative and not what's put out there for people from, like, especially journalists or
people in the media. As well, like, he has been in this media machine since he was young, and been a part of it. So creating some space that's for you is completely okay. Yeah. You let the music do the talking. Not trying to be everything for everyone isn't all right. And it's amazing how often this question comes up for Harry Styles.
And it's like, we've spoken about this previously in other segments over the course of the year in terms of other people talking about their sexuality. And I think Harry Styles has basically just come out and said in two words, he's like, who cares?
Yeah.
And I think that's the narrative we need to go with. Who really cares what anybody else does with their sexuality, with their life? As long as they're happy and they're good people, that's all that matters.
Yeah, except people, for some reason, are caring. But hello,
correct.
It's none of our business.
Exactly right.
None of our business.
Keep our noses out of it. Now, moving correct. On to our next topic. We spoke about this last week. It's a JT versus Britney again and again.
Yes.
Last week with the songs competing for places on the charts.
Last week, I gave JT the benefit of the doubt, and I was trying to be respectful in this conversation, but it looks like that's flipped.
What's going on,
it has,
Joel?
It has definitely flipped, and I just wanted to do a follow-up story from last week because at a show in New York last week, Justin told the audience that he would not be making any apologies to anybody, and this is after Britney has come out and basically apologized for any hurt that she caused anyone in her book. He said, I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize to absolutely effing nobody before playing his JC collaboration Holy Grail, which references his love-hate relationship with Fame. The non-apology comes just days after his former girlfriend appeared to, as we know, apologize for things she'd said about him and her memoir. In the book, to the socials, Britney recently said, I want to apologize for some of the things I wrote in my book. If I've offended any people I genuinely care about, I'm really deeply sorry. However, since Justin's bold statement and his show, Britney appears to have retracted her apology and replaced it with a statement saying, somebody told me somebody's talking BS about me in the streets. Do you want me to bring it to court or will you go home and cry to your mum like you did last time? I'm not sorry.
Ooh,
I know.
Sizzle.
The minute you were starting with this, I'm like, maybe people are just drawing conclusions on everything, but no, it's pretty sure this is the conversation that's going on.
What a narcissistic absolutely. Douche hole.
Well, it's just yeah. like, oh, I feel like now this is the villain era that JT is in and he's going to have to write it.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely. Well, he's basically seething that the drama with Spears is overshadowing his attempt at a music comeback. Look, his music speaks for itself. It has over the last couple of decades.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, just own up to what you've done. And
also, maybe your comeback would have a better reaction if you weren't such a dick.
Well, no, the hard thing in regard to it is the fact that because of the memoir, like that came out at the same time as, you know, launching an album, and it's the way in which fans take it that little bit further. I think the way in which Britney wrote it was very clear. Like, it was like, this is my experience.
Yeah.
I don't understand this. But what I'm saying is the level that everyone chooses to take it on behalf of Britney can be a little bit extreme.
Yeah.
And I can appreciate absolutely. Him being frustrated by that because this is their personal thing, but also it's now in the arena, so maybe just say something that's not swearing and saying, I apologize.
Well, that's the thing.
Correct.
By being so negative about it, he's making it worse for having a comeback. If he just went, hey, this is something that I thought we dealt with in the past and I'm sorry about it, let's move on. P.S. Here's my new music. Right. People would probably respect it.
You know what I think JT could do with some inclusion and diversity training here at Joy?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. Bring him in.
Yeah.
Look, unfortunately, though, I can't train people out of narcissism. I have tried. I dated some, and it didn't work. She is absolutely still very narcissistic. Yeah.
There's no way around it, unfortunately.
Joel, I'm not a miracle worker.
Joel, thank you so much for joining us this morning on the show. Were you at Pride March yesterday? Or were you protecting yourself from the heat?
I was not at Pride March, but I just wanted to give a shout out to Rach and Paul for the amazing job that they did in
absolutely.
The live. I listened to the live broadcast, and Rach and Paul did such a beautiful job. And I, when Joy came down and you were talking about Joy walking down, I actually got really sort of emotional about it, you know. And it was a really beautiful outside broadcast. And Dean, what I've seen of you with the photos, you didn't disappoint with your amazing. of Pride Tram as well.
It was so lovely. It was so fulfilling. That live stream, the whole team at Joy, it was amazing. It's made Everyone. Such a difference to people to be able to watch from home, especially in this heat. And we got a quick message from Paul in Murray Bridge saying, my highlight was seeing the scouts and schools marching, all the young kids and everything. It was absolutely beautiful. Joel, thank you for once again joining us. You can catch Joel on Joy Weekly on Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, I'm guessing. Is that the right time?
That's the right time.
Oh, my God, we'll be there, I got it right. And we will talk to you again next Monday, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed after Victoria's Pride for all the LGBT goss.
Take care. Bye.
You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.